Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Zayin. Yuma Ayin Zayin. And today we're going to talk about a fascinating inyan. I wouldn't call it a halacha. I wouldn't call it a mitzvah, but we'll call it an inyan. Yuma Ayin Zayin, and that is the bringing the bearer of bad news, the hoda'ah of Besoros Ra'os. And the inyan is quoted a number of times in the Gemara about this. The Gemara daf Ayin Zayin Ma'alav talks about the Malach Gavriel. Gabriel is told to destroy Bnei Yisrael, to do something negative, and he kind of doesn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do, and he reports back that he actually did it. The Gemara discusses here in the middle. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bosa Shah Hotziel Le Gavriel, when Gabriel did this and he cooled off the coals, so to speak. They brought him out and they punished him. Again, it's very hard for us to understand this. They said, if you didn't do something, fine, you didn't do it. But if you did something, right? Why didn't you do as you were commanded? And even if you did it, don't you believe in the principle of do not return with the kalkala, don't be the bearer of bad news? So how could you say that what you did, that you did it, even though you didn't actually do it? Either way, this is the context of the Gemara. This phrase of Ein Meshivin al Kalkala appears in two other places in Shas. The Gemara has it in Masechet Megillah on Daf Tesvav. The Gemara there talks about Hasach, who is Daniel, according to Chazal, didn't return and tell Mordechai that Esther was not going to go to Achashverosh because of this reason. Ein Meshivin al Kalkala, the Sefer Chasidim, quotes this, that maybe it wasn't just that she wouldn't go to Achashverosh, but if she would go to Achashverosh, so then it would be bad news for Mordechai, because they wouldn't be able to be together anymore. She would be Nezer El Zabayla. The Sefer Chasidim writes that in Siman Tough Bays. Va'od Limsar, well, let's go back for a second. So that's one case where it comes up. There, Megillah Daf Tesvav. Avodah Zarah Daf Yud, also it comes up in that fascinating story that Atuninus used to come to learn with Rebbe through the tunnel, so nobody would know exactly that they were coming to learn together, and he used to take servants. Atuninus used to bring servants with him every time he went to learn in order to accompany him, but he didn't want the servants to be able to tell. So on the way in, he killed one of his servants, and on the way out, he killed the other one of his servants so that nobody would be left. One time, he comes, as the Gemara describes, Yudam Abezan Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama was there with Rebbe. And Antoninus was very upset because he had told Rebbe, nobody should ever be here when I come. There shouldn't be anybody here. Amar lei, les dein bar inish. So Rebbe told him, he's not a human being. He is somebody special. Les dein bar inish. So he says, really? Les dein bar inish? So he wanted to test him. So what did he do? Amar lei, go tell that servant outside that's sleeping, tell him to come inside, the servant that I have outside. So what happens? So he goes out and sees that he's dead. Sees the servant is dead. He doesn't know what to do because Antoninus asked him to bring him in. So if I go in and tell him that he's dead, there's that line. I'm not supposed to be the bearer of bad news. Ashvake ve'ezel, if I just leave him and I don't bring him, call mezalzelina b'malchusa, then I'll be mezalzel in the malchus, because he asked me to do something and I'm not listening. Boy, rachmi alev achi, it's what he do, tchias amesim. That was the other choice. V'shadre, and he brought him in. So Antoninus sees this and says, okay, I got you. Yadana zute de isbechu mechay amesim. So I realized that even the smallest amongst you could do tchias amesim, but still do me a favor. Nobody should be here when I come. Okay, so that's the story, but that's the other place. Three contexts where Ein Meshivin al Kalkala comes up. The concept is also found elsewhere, even though that lashon is not mentioned. The Gemara, some might be familiar with the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim. Gimel Amud Beis towards the bottom, Dalet Amud Aleph, Remember the story was that someone died. Rav Kahana Chalash. Rav Kahana was weak. Shadru Rabbanan L'Rav Yeshua Berei De Rav Idi Amar Le Zil Badok My Dine. Go see what happened to Rav Kahana. Aza Ashkeche Dunok Nafshe. He found, he came and he saw that he died. So what he did, he didn't come back and tell him that he died. But Kare L'Lavushe V'Yahadri L'Kare Achore. He tore his clothing. Right, he has to tear Kriya and then he turned it around. Ubachi and he cried, Va'asi and he came, Amrulay Noach Nafshe. They said, no, did he die? Amar Lu Analo Kamina. I didn't say it. You said it, Umotzi Diba Huksil. So he didn't say it. So again, why didn't he say it? Sounds like because there's something about not being the bearer of bad news, even though here it's unusual. He did something that would be obvious what the news is. He just didn't say it. Or the next story, Yochanan Chakuka Nafak LeKiryasa. He went out to the city. Kiryasa Amrulay Chita Nasu Yafos. They said to him, "How is the wheat doing?" Amrulay Sir Nasu Yafos. He said, "The barley's okay." Amrulay Tseya Basar. Right. So he didn't tell him that the wheat didn't do well, but he implied it. He said, "Amrulay Tsei Uvaser Lasusim LaChamorim." Right, he says, sarcasm, oh good, the barley's good, tell the animals. So what should he have said instead, indirectly? Eshtakin asuchidim yafos. He could have said, well, last year the wheat was good. Inami adashim nasu yafos, or the lentils. Okay, but either way, we see from here that bad news wasn't said beferish. Or one final story the Gemara has here on the top of Dalet and Aleph Himsachim. Right, Rav was the nephew from two sides. He was the son of the brother of Rabbi Chiya and the son of the sister of Rabbi Chiya. And Kisak Lassan, when he came, Amalei, Rabbi Chiya wanted to ask how his relatives were doing. So Amalei Evo Kayam, Amalei Ime Kayamas, Amalei Ime Kayamas, Amalei Evo Kayam. And he realized that they weren't alive anymore, and therefore he acted appropriately. What is this about exactly? What is this about? This is a halacha, this is a minhag. So it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Fascinating suggestion. Again, it's not so well known, but I know how halach lamaisa it is. But Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yerodea, in Tuf Beis Sif Yud Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mi shemeis lo meis, somebody's relative dies, velo no dalo, and he does not know about it. The relative does not know that his relative died. Eino chova sheyomrulo. It is not obligatory to tell the person. The afilu ba'aviv ve'imo. Right, even." His mother, his father, the Alzeh Ne'emar, Motzi Diba, who kasil, based on this Gemara Pesachim that we had, right? You don't tell him because Motzi Diba, Umutar, Lazminu, as soon as heirs of Nisu, not only that, you can invite him to a wedding. V'kal Simcha, Kivin Sheini Yodeya, because he doesn't know, so he's not Mechuyiv in any type of Avelos or Aninus yet. Miu, says the Shulchan Aruch, again, that was all quoting from Nagosa Manios. But in the Mordechai, Miyum Shoel Alav Ein Lo L'Shaker. If he asks about it, you can't lie. V'lomar Chayu Shnerem Midvar Shekat Tirchak. You can't lie about it, but you know you can do things that can be interpreted in various ways. Rama. Well, I'll get to the Rama soon. But that's the quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Taz adds here that Ein Lo L'Shaker Nira Diyish Lomar. Even if somebody asks you, you could say something that could be interpreted in two ways. Diyish Lomar B'Lashem D'Mishtam B'Lashrei Ape. And therefore, that's the raya's from the Gemara Pesachim Davdala we just had that he says it bitmiya that he still wasn't vaday sure. So this is an amazing application that even though there's a mitzvah of avelus possibly that one could view it as such, but there's no chiyuv. Right? Aren't you preventing the mitzvah of avelus? If you look in the Gilead Marsha, right, Shlomo Eger here on the page in Yerodea, he quotes from the Maharash Halevi in Yerodea in Siman Chav Zayin. What does the Maharash Halevi say? He quotes, I have it here. The Maharash Halevi is Achron 1582 to 1635. The following story: Shela Isha Achas Haisa Omedes Bekfar. There was a woman who lived in a village. Ready, a sister died. A woman's sister died. Right before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, the Shmuel came. And the husband, what was the purpose of telling? Nothing's going to happen on Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, they'll go to the next city, they'll deal with it. But on Shabbos, what's the purpose of this woman knowing that her sister died? So he did not tell her. So she doesn't cry on Shabbos, she doesn't have mourning on Shabbos. Right? There's no avilus, but on Shabbos anyway, why should she know? Rishon, and he wanted to keep it from her until Motzei Shabbos. There's Tavik Baila Shalisha Zu. Now the husband, the suffix of the husband is Kivan Shavela Shalishto Enu No Deilea Elohu Levado Yodei Adavar. He knows, but she doesn't know. Im Yem Mutter Lol Is Daki Gemishto Lol Shabbos. Is the husband allowed to be with his wife on Friday night? Because after all, she doesn't know. He knows. Yorenu Amore V'Schar Ben Hashemayim. So the Maharash Halevi says, on the surface, I would have thought no. I would have said, no, ani ayisi machmir, mishum lefnei iver, losite mechshol, it's lefnei iver. She's really supposed to be an avelus. V'kivet shehu yodea sheishto kviya eves yasura b'tashvish abita. He knows that really she's an onenes, and therefore asura b'tashvish. Eich yach shilanu hu batzvah, how could he be machshol her? And therefore, I think it's a problem. I came to ask Harav Mori Avi, he asked his father, and his father said, unless it's lel tfilasa, I wouldn't allow it. But then the Maharash Halevi says, "Danti b'nidi b'natzmi." I realized that I was wrong, in my opinion. So lo mikri zeh lifnei iver lo tzidei mechshol. This is not lifnei iver. What's lifnei iver? Should the bishlam ha'hasam b'chol advarim sha'asur chachamim should lifnei iver have items that are lifnei iver? Means it's a real shogig. The kafi ha'emes kisha oseh ha'iver oso davar have it's lo mechshol v'yavon. Right? It's really a sin that the person is doing, and I'm allowing him and facilitating the sin. Elishu shogig bo. If she does not know anything, this isn't a chay b'shogeg. You might call this an ones. Adaraba nirashu heter gamur. I think it is totally motor. He quotes our Shulchan Aruch, the name of the Mordechai and the Gozlam Arnios. What's the difference? What is the difference between not letting them do the mitzvah of avelus and not letting them be with a husband? It's the same thing. Once there's no chiyuv, so then there is no, he does not have a chiyuv to tell her. Another svar lahatir that's mentioned by some is that the saying over bad news is something that one is not supposed to do. And we don't say chatei b'shul she'iske chaveirecha. We had a shiur about this back in the Sefer Shabbos. But this svara, that type of svara with the Shuvah's Beis Lachem Yehuda mentions that svara takes the halacha very seriously. It's not just an Eisa Tova. It's considered a chatei, and you don't have to do that, but shul shiyiske chaveirecha. Right, if you're another svara, maybe not to say something. Okay, we'll get to the exceptions in a few minutes, but if you look at the Shuvah's Panim Eros. Panim Eros was one of the Rebbeim of Rabbi Yonos and Ibeshitz. Right, so he also has a discussion of this. Nishalti be'echad shemesa imo. Right, it's Yantip. The issue we'll get to our Ramah in a second talks about Kaddish, about telling children. We'll read it now. The Ramah says, and we'll say it again. So the Ramah says maybe even the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to tell somebody about Avelus. The Ramah says if there are Banim Zacharim, maybe it's a good idea to tell them so that they can say Kaddish. Right, that's for the neshama. We'll get to that soon. But the Panim Yira says, what if it's Yantif? If it's Yantif, so there's Shabbat, there's Kaddish, but there's also Simchas Yantif that will be ruined if somebody tells them. So Nishalti, this is Chelik Beisim in Kufsa the Aleph. Nishalti Be'echad Shemesa Imo V'Higiyash Mo Lekrova B'Moed Ima Mitzvah Lo Dialo Kedei Sheyomar Kaddish. That's the question. So Tshuva Devezek Far Niska B'Shulchan Aruch. He quotes our Shulchan Aruch and he quotes the Ramah. V'Nirali Barur D'Dafka B'Shayimos Hashana. When is the Ramah talking about telling the sons in order to Kaddish? That's on weekdays. Aval b'moed, sheitztarech linog dvarim shebitzina, where he will have to keep dvarim shebitzina, v'gam linog avelus acharkach, eina chova klal lahodiyo. V'u b'chlal motzi diba, raya brura lazeh. What's the raya brura? He quotes the Mishnah in Moed Katan, Dav Zayin. Rabbi Meir Omer, ro'anas anagon b'tchil lahakeh avol lahachmir. Negon, negatzaras, when do you show negatzaras? B'tchila, you can look at it, l'hakev l'hakmer. The Chum say, no, neither. Pirsh Rashi, mishum tsaro b'moed. You don't look at the Negan because of tsar on Yantif. V'rachman amar, v'smachta b'chagecha. U'betar kuliyama lo pligi, says the, d'lo chazile, mishum tsaro. U'mar muchach sham, keichad lechad tzafsa da'alma. So he talks about telling a delaying, looking at saras, telling a chasam. So he says, "Rak ramah kaza minag mishal kaddish lutchos davar zebemoish lo dio klal kivish yisarch linog davar shebitzinov linog avilas arichos ein luchat sar gadol mizeh sheena chova u'mitzvah aleinu klal lo dio v'chalam odia v'chal motzi diba." And you shouldn't say this, says the Panim Eros. So again, there are various svaras that back this idea up of not telling one bad news. What's the svara? What's the svara for this whole inyan about not being mevaser besoros roos? So one might two ideas. Number one, the pashtus is probably it's an expansion of avlerecha kamocha, right? Why bring somebody down? Why bring somebody, make somebody sad? And according to this, it's not the dibur per se, it's just part of a larger framework of not doing something to someone to put them in pain, to make them sad. The focus is on the receiver, right? If you look at Rashi in Mesechus Pesachim, there on Daf Gimel Mabez Zara Aleph, right? So what Rashi says there, what is the reason not to say, Ahadri Lakari Lachor, right? So he turned his shirt backwards, Shalo Yavinu Maher Lahedya, so they wouldn't understand it quickly, V'yetze Libam. And their heart will go out. Meaning they'll be in shock. They'll be in shock. Right? Interesting, there's a famous discussion. February 3rd, 1959, there was an event that happened that changed certain laws in America. The musician Buddy Holly died in a plane crash, and his wife, who was pregnant at the time, suffered a miscarriage when she heard of his death on television. And his mother collapsed when she heard the news. Right? That changed America forever, because from that point on, authorities and media no longer report deaths until the family members of the deceased have been informed. That's exactly Rashi. Shema Yafag Libam. Therefore, don't share it. There is another Gemara, though, right? Or another Svara, we might say, because after all, you're allowed to say it indirectly, right? What if you're not worried about shock, right? About the language about Evo, right? The Chitim. They were so upset about the Chitim, or about the people who died. So it sounds like it's not just getting the information. What if there's a total stranger? And they're not going to have any negative feelings about the information. Is those also not allowed to say the bad news, right? Or in cases where I'm not worried about shock. So there is a chsam sofer there in Pesachim and Dav Dalid. It's more of a Kabbalistic reason, but it's a reason that's focused more on the one who is saying rather than just the receiver, right? If you look in the chsam sofer there, he quotes Abal Ha'emes Hu Kach Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shochein Al Hashvur Elev L'ra Posam. Ulanachamam leva nishbar. Hashem is with those who are brokenhearted. Vinitke lokim lo sivze. Vimo anochi bitsara. Hashem is with those who are brokenhearted. Amnam. Al kol dibur ra. Shor ruach hatoma. But if somebody says something negative, something painful, so there's ruach hatoma on that, those words. Vinishmarta mi kol dibur ra. Ksiv. Ulafachose no masker shmo yisbrach al ra. Hashem does not connect to that evil tiding. When a person says so-and-so died, at that moment the Shechina can't be connected to those words of Besorah Ra, maybe based on the Pasuk in Eicha, so my concretizing and verbalizing the Davar Ra, that will remove the Shechina a little bit, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be as intensely connected to the Harofi L'Shvurei Lev. Again, a Kabbalistic idea. But either way, it's not about the receiver being in pain, so to speak, from the news, but just about my expression of the words. I think it could be another formulation might be that, you know, words, what are we allowed to say, what are we not allowed to say? Besoros Roos shouldn't be spread. Right? Shouldn't be spread, right? It's not Rechilus, it's not Lashon Hara, but the Koach HaDibur that we have, you know, only certain things are allowed to be spread and not others, and therefore, unless there's a good reason, as we'll talk about in a minute, it shouldn't be spread. Okay, interesting, that's a Kabbalistic reason of Chassam Sofer. But it's clear, after all this said and done, if there is Toeles for the person, for the bad news to be spread, then obviously it's for sure Mutter and maybe even Mechuyev, the Ramah we just read before, to tell the Banim Zacharim so they could say Kaddish. If you look at the Chuvas Maram Shik and Simon Chavav, he says, Lo Samon Adam Reyecha applies to physical life, so too, if spiritual life, to be able to say Kaddish for a neshama, not to tell children to do that, Lo Samon Adam Reyecha, right? So therefore, of course, it is allowed, right? The Minog is to announce Alavaya, right? Kavod HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis. What if I know the person would want to know? The person would want to know. For whatever reason, but usually there's some type of toelas. They want to react properly. If you look in the Sefer Chassidim, in Taftav Beis, the Sefer Chassidim quotes that any type of toelas is allowed. If nothing, no positive element will come out of passing the bad news. Could go, what are examples? He goes by Yavo HaPalit, Og, comes to Avraham Ivri, And in that way, Lot is saved. Right? Obviously, that's a toelas. If I tell somebody is sick so that they'll daven, they'll try to get the best doctors, they'll try to get medicine, they'll try to daven for the chole, all of those are toelios, so they have to be mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Toi Rechei Mendoza, she's followed by no, Harilo Takanoso, Yochol Lahagid, or to be made ala mace bishvil ishto lahasiya, to prevent aguna. Right, so all of these are toeles, so even though this is an inyan that's quoted in various sources, but any type of toeles, we say one is allowed and maybe even obligated to say over and to tell over the news. Okay, we'll stop here.